The Scopes Trial. Did the Christians win?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and writers for the biblical worldview magazine called Answers.
At the famous Scopes Trial of 1925, a teacher was convicted of teaching evolution in public school. But today, creation isn't allowed to be taught. But didn't the creationists win? Well, technically, yes, but in reality, the Christians lost terribly. You see, the pro-evolution lawyer at the trial, Clarence Darrow, managed to have written into the record the so-called scientific evidence for evolution. He had leading scientists of the day present what they believed to be the best scientific facts in support of evolution. And what's interesting is that most of these have been refuted by evolutionists themselves. Darrow was clever. He arranged to have the prosecutor, William Jennings Bryan, a Christian, put on the stand. Darrow then proceeded to ask Bryan questions about the Bible, like, where did Cain get his wife, and were the creation days ordinary days? And sadly, Bryan couldn't answer the questions. He even allowed for millions of years. This helped lead to the decline of Christianity in America. Christians were seen, sadly, to have a blind faith.
Can the book of Genesis help us examine a question during this election year, global warming? Today's the last day you can receive a copy of our intriguing DVD on climate change. If you send us a donation of any size, we'll send it in the mail to you. Call toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to the web, answersoffer.org.